Hello, welcome back to the EcoTalk podcast. I'm Gianna.
I'm Angela. 2020 was such an unforgettable year.
So off the bat, COVID has affected us a lot this year. And when it comes to the environment, some of like the factors that COVID has affected is the power usage when it comes to humans and what they're using on a daily basis. Now, because of distance learning for us students, we use the computer a lot more and we stay in our rooms because it's basically our own classroom.
With that being said, let's talk about it. How to positively impact the year 2021. New year, new me, baby.
We have 5 tips for you to become eco-friendly in 2021. The easy, cost-effective way, of course, without it being too much of a hassle.
These are just adjustments to your lives, ways that you can just become, I guess, in a sense, a better human for the planet. Because in the end, it's not just about categorizing some people as caring about the environment. We as a whole just need to come together and do simple activities that won't be too burdensome or a nuisance towards us to just contribute. And even though it seems like, oh, is it really contributing? It is. Because if you do small things and you build it up, you'll eventually kind of get more momentum and it's better. Like, there's no we and I. You see what I mean? And it will become very, it will make a difference. It will.
It adds up.
It adds up.
So we have 5 points or tips for you to become more eco-friendly, which are adjusting your lifestyle, easy and free sustainable things you can do daily, shopping sustainably, reducing your carbon footprint, and spreading awareness.
So let's get into it, baby.
Our first tip for you is adjusting your lifestyle, and you can always adjust your transportation.
Yes, transportation is a big contributor. And you're wondering why? Because industrial businesses, they emit a lot of different gases like CO2 into the atmosphere. And so this, of course, builds up and adds to our climate crisis.
Especially, I want to emphasize the point that it's more fun. Cars burn a lot of fossil fuels, and these fossil fuels are greenhouse gases, which contributes a lot to the global climate change. So if you just drive less, you would like help the environment by a lot.
Also, fly less. Carpools can be fun too. Obviously, it's not that realistic with COVID and everything.
I want to bring up that in New York, there is a nonprofit organization called Transportation Alternatives. They work to provide safe transportation for people, like bikes, and they made it 1,000 miles of bike lanes. And not only do they just work to provide safe transportation, they also provide non-polluting alternatives. So these non-polluting alternatives, as Gianna said, walking, biking. So yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Also, now they have those, I believe they're battery-fueled cars where they don't use fossil fuels. Those are very expensive. However, it's very promising because that's where our future's held. So I think once those can become more regulated, that would be a major advancement. Another thing I want to talk about is like solar panels are also great for alternatives in electricity because electricity is also a major contributor to climate change. And solar panels always fascinate me. I think they're so cool how they can utilize the sun's energy. These solar panels have the ability to reuse energy, which is just so and remarkable.
And I think in California now, the new homes that are building are required to have solar panels. And I'm pretty sure because that's what's happening around my area.
And also another adjustment is maybe switch to digital, because as students, like even as students, we can make this swap, especially through distance learning. everything's been digital. And so this has been probably a great help in terms of not wasting paper. And I, for me at least, it retains. In case you aren't able to retain information just by typing and you need a notebook, there's actually reusable notebooks. Are made not out of recycled materials, but also you can reuse the pages over and over again just by putting water on it. And it comes with an erasable pen as well. And I think there's a total of 45 pages, and it has different templates. Like, it even has a to-do. It has like an objective lesson plan if you're a teacher, and like a little note sections. It's so amazing, and I highly recommend that. If you can also, scan it into your Google Drive or other engine and keep those notes forever. And they're way more accessible instead of looking for old pieces of paper that fell out of your notebook. So just a little thing. Oh, also, instead of paper, you can also use whiteboards or make it digital, like Google Docs. I use a lot of Google Drive and Google Suites. Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Speaking of paper, I want to talk about recycling. And if you want to find out more about recycling, check out our previous podcast episodes, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle Baby, and How to Shop More Eco-Friendly. In that episode, we talk like how products are made and the best products that are eco-friendly and recycled.
And also just pick up being trash. That kind of belongs in the next question, but like, okay, but also, yeah, like Angela just said, reduce, reuse, recycle. So things like ketchup packets are impossible to recycle no matter what you do. And also, you want to stop over-packaging, and also stop indulging. Don't be a consumer. So stop indulging in plastic bags. Just because someone hands it out, you have the options to decline. And so you really need to like muster up that ability to just be, sorry, hold the bags. I brought my own bag. You can reuse water bottles or repurpose. Globally, 1 million plastic water bottles are being purchased each minute. And where is this all ending up? The oceans.
Now, there's a couple of things that you can do that will help you and help the environment. You can, and of course, only do the things that you can really do in your situation in life, because we know that things can happen and that not all people have it well good. So yeah, so some things to do better. The top of my head, you could start to save the earth by doing simple things like turning off the lights when you're not in certain rooms, or unplugging things that you're not using. You know, save some electricity. This will help you a lot when it comes to bills and when it comes to saving the earth, you know? Another thing, try not to use the car that much if you don't really need to, because it emits carbon dioxide emissions. We know this already. We've said it tons of times in our podcast before. And it's just really bad for the earth. Like, we're already going on fire. Another thing, if you're in the right circumstances and you have things to give, please donate to, like, at least like a Goodwill or something, or a thrift store at your local place or where you live. Like, give back to the community. We already have so many things on this earth, and it's gonna take a lot of time for them to perish when it comes to like objects and things. And so yeah, if they're like good enough quality to be used again, it would mean a lot, because some people can't afford as much, and also it's gonna help the earth as well. We're a part of the earth, so at least help your own people, you know? So another thing, when it comes to buying products, since we're on this topic already, it wouldn't be that big of a task to look at the labeling to see what you're buying is made out of and if you should buy it or not. Try to buy more organic things. This will be healthier for you. And also, while looking at the labels, like, try to see if it's animal cruelty free, you know? We don't want to have things like soap or, I don't know, like face wash that's been like experimented on, like rabbits or something. Like, we don't want that. It's very on the side of violence, and that's not really good morally at all. So yeah, create good habits for yourself, you know? And
yeah, that's a good point, Naomi.
You know, I myself, as a vegetarian, I've been a vegetarian for 3 years. It's not that hard for me, but I know it could be hard for some people. And also, they could be in situations that are out of their control, to the point where they can't really control if they can have a certain diet or not, depending on, like, life situations. With that being said, if you can do certain things to, you know, not have that much meat in your diet, that would be pretty cool. You can look up certain recipes. There's so many other alternatives, like tofu as such, or soya. Soya is the same thing as tofu, but like, you can make things that literally taste as good as meat, and at a low price too, if you really look deep into it. And also, like, look into what you're buying. You should really support your community as well, like indigenous-owned businesses and businesses owned by people of color.
Buy locally and buy sustainably. Support small businesses, black-owned, indigenous-owned. That's always great to help the community and yourself, like farmers markets. Farmers markets are great for the environment because it's all grown locally, and most of the time the food also tastes better. Because at normal grocery stores, they usually have a lot of shipment, and so check out our last podcast. Shipment is not great because that means a lot of transportation.
Yeah.
Three things you can do that's also cost effective is having shorter showers.
Yes. This way you waste less water, less materials, and I mean, you also save time.
Also, if you're leaving the faucet on, something that I remember Mr. Bay said he does is he uses like a bucket or some sort of holder to kind of keep that water, and you can use it to water your plants. Yeah, I remember my mom, she's a teacher, and so when she still has a lot of coffee left and she can't drink it, she just puts it into the dirt because it's a good fertilizer and good for the soil. And so small things like that.
Yeah, a lot of plants need, well, some plants like coffee, and it also helps make your plants like more beautiful, I guess.
I know, beautiful. But, oh wait, speaking of coffee, coffee's terrible for the environment. So, yeah, because of deforestation, which we'll get into later. Going through these, also reuse, we said this already, but if you're consuming plastic utensils or plastic things because maybe it was just given to you and you can't really help it, what you can do is you can just reuse it. Like, if they don't have paper any more paper bags and you have to use a plastic bag, just reuse your plastic bags.
These small habits, they all add up little by little. So to create good habits, you have to have a growth mindset, and you have to start out small because it takes a lot of determination and it builds up, so then eventually you'll get more tasks done. Another tip is try to have a friend to accompany you and on your journey to become more eco-friendly. This is more fun, like if you have a workout buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's like having a workout buddy. It's really, yeah, it's always better to kind of have your partner in crime or like a few people. That's why we made this club. But also like things like, also one thing is like thrifting. Thrifting is also another way to use your money wisely and be cost effective. Because a lot of the times, although it's ideal to shop from Patagonia and all these like super eco-friendly brands that have a great message, a lot of the times they can be super expensive. So a great alternative and habit you could get into is thrifting, because thrifting is cheaper and you can find a lot of cute things, and you also explore more creativity. And thrifting helps you waste less because you're not buying new products that are going, oh wait, Angela, talk about fast fashion.
Oh yes, so fast fashion are products made by companies that sell their items for a cheap cost, but it takes a lot of production to make these items, like Zaful, Shein, Zara. They use up a bunch of materials, and it's a huge contributor to climate change. So I guess the low cost you're spending has a big cost on the environment.
It's like, I mean, it looks cute, but it's like evil. Because the thing about these products is they don't last. They don't last, and so what's gonna happen is these articles of clothing are just going to, and they're usually very hard to recycle too, because they're kind of made at low quality too, and so, but they're cute, and so.
Trendy.
I know, trendy. Yeah, so also shopping less. Don't be a consumer. Not everything has to be super materialistic as an individual, and so you really have to ask yourself when you're shopping, does this bring you joy? Like, you want to Marie Kondo it. These are other two very good free things you can do. Is download Ecosia or Copia. So Ecosia is basically like Google, except Ecosia, for every 44 searches, it plants trees. And so you can just search your normal how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Except you're planting trees. And so that's in saving the environment. It's easy, it's low, it's no cost. And it's just a no-brainer. It's just an easy thing to do. You don't even have to be like vegan or an environmentalist. It's just downloading the search and the app. Also, Copia is basically like DoorDash, but the opposite, reverse. It gives food to people in need, because a lot of times when we're having big gatherings, or hopefully we're not in COVID-19, but have a lot of surplus amount of food that's not being eaten, like perfectly good sandwiches that weren't even touched, instead of throwing it away, we can download Copia and then get a little DoorDasher, and they can take your food and deliver it to someone in need. And that way we're reusing our food. And
I know the fact that Americans waste like around 40% of food that they buy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, in the US alone, it's crazy. Especially, another thing, we should instilling meatless Mondays into your regimen is also so great. Like, because, I mean, there's a lot of negative connotations about being vegan, because I think it's more of the name rather than the actual actions, because it can, but like just limiting your meat will make such a difference. Because for one pound of beef, it takes like 2,000 gallons of water, which is just wow, which is very crazy. And 40% of food never gets eaten in the US alone. So,
and the production of meat takes a lot of materials, a lot of resources. And since not eating meat is not really doable for some people, I think Meatless Mondays is a great tip. Don't eat meat on Mondays, obviously, if you're a little confused about that.
One day of being vegan saves 1,100 gallons of water, 45 pounds of grain, 30 square feet of forest, 20 pounds of carbon, and, of course, a life of an animal. Just internalize that for a second. That's so crazy.
Wow, I definitely want to go meatless for more than one day now. Yeah, some vegan foods are like delicious.
I know, so just be open to new foods and new palates and just new things. Like being vegetarian, pescatarian, anything, or even a Mediterranean diet will definitely help you. Because right now, Americans are eating way too much meat, and this is actually affecting our health too. And so just limiting your meat will also make you more healthy. And yeah, let's move on to point three.
Yes, point three is spending wisely in sustainable products and cutting down disposable products. For example, some disposable products that you probably don't really need are plastic cups, plastic bags,
plastic water bottles.
Yeah, plastic water bottles, paper plates. These all have alternatives, and if you use these alternatives, you'll also find out that you are also saving a lot of money.
Yeah, saving, because think about these single uses. You're just gonna keep on buying it over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottle flip trend was fun at first, but now it's just.
We went to a vegetarian restaurant the other day, and instead of like paper plates, like I know some restaurants cannot just give you like a glass plate, that would be pretty expensive. They gave us cardboard dishware. It was pretty cool and recyclable, and it just felt more eco-friendly, and it also makes you feel more proud.
Yeah, you get a sense of pride, like, dang, I'm a good human right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. Greta Thunberg, who? Do you see me right now? Yeah, also one tip is my mom, like, she always brings like bamboo utensils, like forks, spoons, chopsticks, and just like everything, even like a rag or like napkin that's not paper, just to have on the go, like, or even like a tote bag. Just, she has multiple bags. And we also just reused a bunch of paper from around that we just stock up. We just have so many, like Barnes & Noble, like anything from like Daiso to like wherever we shop, we always keep the bag. But just for the future, you can also reuse wrapping paper or get reusable wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw this TikTok where they use their old notes, and it looks so aesthetic.
Another way that you can shop more sustainably is to look for certifications on brands. In our previous podcast, we talked a little bit more about this in how to shop more eco-friendly. But some certifications that you can look for are climate neutral, 1% for the planet, and B impact assessment. And yeah,
like Angela said, look for like those certifications, like look for if it's cruelty-free, vegan, oh my gosh, vegan, well, not harming animals. Yeah, always, we talked about that. Check out our last podcast for more info. But also, good materials are made out of cotton and linen. Also, get a reusable mask. Get it, buy it, spend your money on that. I encourage you to spend your money on a reusable mask, because you're not going, yeah.
COVID first, like, outbreak, I saw, like, masks everywhere on the ground. Like, people just threw them in the parking, and it was really sad to see all this trash.
Yeah, like, it was like, wow, littering just took its new form. Sometimes I don't even take off my mask. I know there's like some people who think it's weird to have your mask on in the car, but I don't even notice. Like, sometimes I'll go the entire day with my mask on, just doing something random, and I still have my mask on. I don't realize until I try to eat something. Also, drink less coffee. Ha. My science teacher, Miss Adventure, she was like talking about how she started doing this after, I think, one of our first podcasts. Mm-hmm. Because coffee actually takes, similar to meat, it has a lot of, it takes deforestation.
Yeah.
They have to deforest a lot of lands just and use a bunch of resources, like we said, just to harvest and create, have all these like products like coffee. Since we're trying to decrease our carbon footprint, Chipotle actually just had a new food print where you can go onto the website and you can check out how your meal affected the environment. How many liters of water you saved, how many materials, how many less carbon emissions you had, which is mind-boggling to me and pretty cool. These are the four major things you can do to save more. So first, drive less transportations. By driving less, you can probably save about like 2.4 tons of carbon emissions each year. Also flying less, 2.8 tons of carbon emissions per trip. Eat less meat. Not everyone has to be vegan, not everyone has to be vegetarian. Just limiting is going to be a great help. And it's going to save like about tons a year. Okay, this is the one, this is a little scandalous, but having fewer children, 60 tons of carbon saves 60 tons of carbon. So thing is, overpopulation is a major thing. And so us future generations have the big dilemma on, should we have children? Like, cause it's overpopulation, but ultimately it's for you to just make that choice.
Another way that you can support plant life is by planting trees and having your own garden. Each tree saves tons of carbon from the environment. So planting trees is a big step towards reducing your carbon footprint.
Yeah, start your own garden. Like we said, you can regrow your fruit from or vegetables from the grocery store. Yeah, also buy food in season. That's another thing towards sustainable investments. Moving on to our last and final point, how to spreading awareness. So
first of all, you can share this podcast and our other podcast on EcoTalk, and this lets people be more aware of what's happening because we can we help spread information. You can also start a club. You know, we run Eco Club at our school, and there's lots of members in our club that are really passionate about saving the environment. So if everyone just gathers up, we can all help contribute to make a bigger impact.
You have, like, make a video or just spread it by word, you know? You don't need to, like, convince people all the way, just let them know. It's not a job. You don't have to do it, just if you want to. Again, we don't want to force you to do anything. Things that you can do on the daily. Like, please, install habits for yourself. Don't just do this because, like, it becomes a trend or something, you know? It can be as easy as, like, getting a reusable water bottle. Literally, instead of using the plastic ones. One trick that the water bottle companies do is that they make the water more expensive. Well, you can get water from your home and literally fill up a water bottle yourself. It will save you more money, and also it's just better for the environment. I understand, like, if it's very easy for you to just grab a water bottle from, like, the packaging and just take it from there because it's faster, but really, water bottles, one, they're, like, cool, and two, they're way better when it comes to, like, having a reusable one in quality and more.
We live in a very materialistic world, so an amazing thing you can do is just donate. You can support charities for, even as a birthday gift. My birthday is coming up, actually. Not everything has to be like materialistic, like, oh, I got you this new top from Shein and like Zara that's going to be worn out and end up in the dump once a day and not be able to be recycled or just gonna be there forever. Okay, but anyways, yeah, like, you can donate, like, oh, for your gift, I donated to this charity. A lot, because donations and petitions definitely will help change. In 2020, our major goal is we want to bring change. Change is coming. Because soon we won't have this privilege of being able to lessen the effects of our climate crisis. And so now's the time. 2020 is in the past. Time to get going.
Think of these for yourself, really, because this is your home. If you want to save it, go right ahead. Install these habits.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
Okay, Charlie, what's your environmental New Year's resolutions?
I'll fight against climate change.
Climate change is gonna die.
Deforestation. Reforestation. Reforestation. That's what it's called. Yeah, burn all the forest. Planting trees, plants, help oxygen out. You know, it's having a little
bit of
problems. You know, sky is kind of a different color right now, and that's not very good. Taking care of the animals, keystone species, biodiversity, that's important.
So I feel like you're just taking out random vocabulary.
I'm whipping out all the biology terms.
Hey mom, what are your New Year's resolutions?
So during this time, I really learned that we have to be more conscious about the use of technology and electronics and our cars. So for next year, I really want to be more conscious, more productive. I believe at some point we are all guilty of having a lot of distractions when you are doing your job online or going to school or this time wasters. So I want to focus. I want to reduce my electricity use and use my bike a little bit more. Read more hardcover books. And of course, I wish that next year we have our lives a little bit more like back to normal.
And that's on EcoTalk.
New year, new me, environmentally friendly.